Welcome everyone, live from St. Albans Secondary College in Melbourne, Australia. You're listening to St. Albans Live on Live FM. My name's Abdul, and my co-hosts today are Tina and Nyamba, Deanne and Aisha. Our special guest today is Shane, who's a social worker. Hi Shane, welcome to the show.
Pleasure to be here, Abdul. Thanks for having me.
One question for you is, how did you get into being a social worker and like helping the youth?
Yeah, it's a great question. 2007, I traveled to South America and lived over there for a year, did some volunteering work in Peru and worked with a lot of kids. And growing up in Footscray in Melbourne, we didn't have a lot of services in the West back in those days. So always wanted to kind of give back. And living in Peru, I kind of seen an opportunity there to help. And I thought, why not do that back in the West when I came home? So yeah, going on sort of 15 years now, working with young people. So that's great.
That's good.
How does being a youth worker make you feel?
I love going to work. Get to hang out with kids like you and Ralph and Miss Brogan. It's an amazing job and I'm very proud of the West. So getting to know kids in my community, I think it's really cool. Seeing the next generation of leaders come through.
Do you enjoy like working with kids more than you enjoy with adults?
I think so. It's a great question. I do work with families. Families are a part of the unit, particularly multicultural communities. You must include aunties, uncles, cousins, mothers and fathers. So, yeah, but my passion is definitely youth, planting seeds of hope and, you know, with the opportunity to see change take place. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. How has it changed you as a person, being a youth worker?
That's a really great question. It's I feel blessed that I get to be part of young people's journeys, having worked with a number of kids over the years. So it's given me good insights culturally, working with Pacifica communities and having great colleagues like Ephraim and some amazing South Sudanese colleagues and working with our Indigenous communities. It's really opened my eyes to some cultural diversity, which the Western Suburbs has lots of people from different backgrounds. So it's really cool.
What is your most memorable moment of being a social worker?
It's a great one. I think there's lots of success that happens. The power of connection, like today, I would say, is successful. These moments come thick and fast in our career because we get to go out. We do outreach, so meaning we go to where kids are or we come out to schools in different spaces. But I think one of the most proudest moments we've had recently, a young Aboriginal woman named Marissa Williamson has just qualified for the Australian Olympic team as the first Aboriginal boxer ever to go to Paris this year. So to see her come through as a novice kid with not a lot of confidence to her now as a 21-year-old young woman representing her mob and her country. It's something that I think is really, really awesome and it's a credit to her and her belief. But being able to plant those seeds through opportunity, providing sporting programs for kids, sky's the limit.
Where else did you travel? Because I know you like to travel.
Yeah, good question, Abdul. Throughout South America, Brazil, Colombia, we're two really great countries. I love my countries closer to home, Thailand, Japan, and the Philippines. The ability to travel opens your mind to different cultures and foods and ways of life. And I always try to give back when I'm in these countries and work with kids and communities. Because I think it's important that us as Australians, we're fortunate that we can make a positive impact in these areas that we travel to.
Yeah.
Is St. Albans Secondary College like one of your favorite schools?
Obviously. With the little legends here today, I think it's a great school to be at because the support staff they have in Sam and Jess, just a remarkable school. So I love being here.
Do you have any goals or achievements you want to achieve this year?
It's a great question. More travel, as Abdul touched on. I love to travel. But goals personally is to keep learning on my own journey of youth work and keep trying to make a positive impact in my community and just give back. That's my big goal.
Okay, so how was it in Brazil and what exactly do you do when you travel to different places?
Yeah, so I volunteered in Peru for a long time. We had a makeshift school through an agency called Bruce Peru. So we went around in the favelas, like the shanty towns, and got kids that weren't engaged in school. We did outreach and door knocking and then brought them in and fed the kids and taught them the basics of maths and Spanish. They speak Spanish over there, got kids playing sport and connected. and then went out and bought them some clothes for the local high schools and primary schools and got them enrolled in school. So supporting families in those favelas with drug and alcohol problems as well. So yeah, that's one element. When I'm in Asia, I do a lot of fitness and martial arts and boxing in Thailand. So try to make the holidays quite immersive in the local culture.
Since you travel a lot, do you have a favorite traditional dish?
It's a great question.
What country is it from?
It's a great question. I like a dish called Pakapao Gai, which is a stir-fry Thai dish, which is like a spicy chicken. I love my spicy food, so that's my favorite question so far.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to St. Albans Live on Live FM, live from St. Albans Secondary College in Melbourne, Australia. My name's Abdul. My co-hosts today are Tina, Bianbo, Deanne, and Aisha. Our special guest today is Shane, social worker. Do you ever miss traveling, Shane?
Yeah, I always miss traveling, particularly on Monday mornings. Sometimes I'd rather be overseas somewhere nice. But as I said, I love my job and I work hard. And fortunately, when you have full-time work, you get annual leave and the ability to travel. So yeah, have a little savings plan and put some money away to be able to travel and see things.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite countries you've traveled to so far?
I think Peru holds a really special place in my heart because it really got me into youth work and community. So I've been back there a couple of times, did a trail called the Machu Picchu Inca Trail, which is a 40K hike up through the Andes. So that's pretty cool. Learning about the indigenous culture in Peru. So that holds a special place in my heart.
Do you like ever plan on having kids of your own since you're always around like kids and you're a youth worker?
Yeah, that's another great question. Yeah, I'd like to do that someday. Just having the right partner is important in that aspect. I have a dog at the moment which thinks he's my kid, a little Staffy. So that's keeping me occupied for now.
Are you still connected? Like when you go back to like, for example, Peru, do you still check up on the kids that you met there?
Yeah, we're still in touch with the professionals from that time. I've been back a couple of times. I lived with Peruvian people. So my housemates.
So you had yeah.
Yeah, I had a community, I guess, over there and friends and colleagues. Some of the colleagues still see the kids that are now older. It's going back a few years ago now, probably about 16 years. They're older, they're adults now. I was there in 2007 and 2012. Yeah. So they've grown up. But it's a special place and it's good to have friends from different parts of the world because you learn about different cultures.
Yeah. If you could choose, would you rather travel full time with like unlimited money or would you work, like live how you are now?
It's a great question because what I do now, it fills my cup up, it rewards me. I think traveling is good for a period of time, but I certainly love what I do. I wouldn't change it. Having maybe 6 months of travel and 6 months of full-time work would be a great balance. But for now, I'm pretty happy doing the full-time gig and got some bills to pay and stuff. And I like doing what I do.
That's all we have time for today. Thank you to our guest, Shane. It's been a pleasure talking to you today, live from St. Albans Secondary College, Melbourne, Australia. You have been listening to St. Albans Live on Live FM. My name is Abdul, and my co-hosts today were Tina, Nyambo, Deanne, and Aisha. Thank you for joining us today. We hope you have found the information today useful. Till next time, have a great day.
Awesome work.
Thank you.
I just do what I do.